How's everybody doing this evening? Okay, we are back again for another Teen Scene Radio evening. Now, if you've missed any Teen Scene Radio shows, you can request a Teen Scene Radio previously recorded show by emailing us at teenscenedream@gmail.com and or visiting us online at facebook.com/teenscenedream. The entire show is recorded again and again every Wednesday. Occasionally we have a show on a Thursday and or some additional shows. If the Teen Scene Radio show that you are seeking is available, we will send it to you. The Teen Scene Radio shows that have been airing every week are available to you. Once again, visit us online at Teen Scene Radio, facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio, and or email us at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Okay, so some updates. Simone Biles wins five Olympic medals. What was it, a bronze and four golds? Like I knew she would. I mean, come on. You know, and you've been doing the same thing for 11, 15 years. You've been a professional at it. You know, I mean, it's just clockwork, like every day. You win a gold medal every day. Here. All right. The whole entire world is filled with people who are successful at achieving greatness every day. However, there's no one watching, generally, when people achieve success. Now, we're not hurting anybody. We're not screaming at people. We're just having fun. Well, we're all designed to do. Stand A plus, number one. We're not illegally towing people's cars. We're not fining people illegally for no reason in some of the global jurisdictions. We're working on it in others. We're enjoying ourselves and having fun. We're embracing love. Lovely as our number one focus. Do what you love. Y'all love it every time, don't you? I got fans all around the world. They call and say, just say it like that, like you do. Say it like you do. We all love that. Fans in Jerusalem, fans in Jamaica, man, Jamaica, man. Yeah, I can't wait till I'm in Jamaica. Remember Rihanna and what's the other one? Chris Brown's other Cruz. Yeah, in Jamaica, up at Don's River, enjoying. What y'all doing up there with them there Jamaica? Them there Jamaica. Alaska, Sarah Palin, how y'all doing? Australia, man. How y'all doing there in Australia? London and the UK, Britain. Hey, my Britain family. How y'all doing? I love everything about you. Yeah, so we successfully had some Olympic winners. Gabby Douglas, she got some, she went home with some gold. Now they come home yet? They asked, and I said, well, I mean, yeah, maybe not, maybe it's sure. The successes are important. School has started for so many people. welcome back to school. Back to school. Now, when back to school, you go back to school, you get your new clothes, your new folder, your new backpack, your new shoes, any jewelry, new friends, all this is new. You want your parents to have a new car so they can pull up in a new car? You want to get you a new car? You're old enough, you can drive to school? All these things are going on in everybody's lives. I start school on the 29th. College. So I'm in college on the 29th. I'm going to have so much fun being a part of the school spirit. It's so fun being a leader amongst leaders who are leading students and assisting with student administration. Okay? The relations between students and student body and administration is very important. We must ensure that students are treated fairly. Okay? Like that relations on campus are working effectively. We have to ensure that things are being maintained. That facilities are made, that the bathrooms are clean, that gyms and the showers are being clean. You ever been to a school where they haven't cleaned a shower in 2 years? And you wonder, how did the health department miss this school? Because nobody called and said, they haven't cleaned this shower in 3 semesters. However, they can empty the lockers. Where's the janitor that cleans the shower? I mean, you see him out there cutting the grass. And I experienced this at a college campus. I'm like, okay, this is the same dirt that was here last semester. And this semester, but I'm like, this is a very, very well put together college. It's a new campus. However, parts of campus are new. You know how campuses are always building and building and building and building. I mean, I'm not saying names. However, the shower looks like you had to call the health department on a 24-hour fitness once because it was such a disgusting experience in the shower area. When you are a public facility, it is a given factor. It is part of policy procedure of the of running a facility that you clean the showers regularly. Yeah, like you do at home. Well, wait, some of y'all don't clean the shower at home? Oh, some of us don't have showers at home at all. Some of us don't have homes. Some of us do. By the way, the housing programs are continuing this semester. We will actually work with the Sovereign Youth Program for high school students and wealthy housing club programs for college kids and adults in putting people in homes. So stay tuned for incredible housing placement services. You all are going to make a difference in ensuring things get done. So back to these showers. Little mold in the corner. Piece of soap that's been there for the last 8 or 9 months. And you're thinking, if I was here 9 months ago, and this was here, and you got coaches, team members, all that coming in and out, they got 50 janitors, and they all out trimming bushes all week long. Like, all these janitors getting paid, whose job is it to clean the shower once a day, once a week, even once a month? is better than not cleaning the shower at all. Hygiene is important. I almost went in there with some CLR and some Ajax and a darn pressure washer just so I could get it done personally. I asked myself, did somebody die in here or something? You're not telling people about. And if they did, even more of a reason, we need to keep college campus shower rooms clean. Find the person who is hired to ensure the showers stay clean. There's not someone appointed. The administration is supposed to ensure that the college campus shower has an appointed janitor that is appointed to keep the showers clean. You don't put students in dirty showers intentionally. And if you're a campus in a public facility, you must intentionally keep showers clean. Another thing, library. You ever seen one of these campuses? I mean, you know, these campuses are getting paid buco bucks. You know? I mean, and then, you know, when enrollment goes up, so does the money. However, I go into some public libraries, and public libraries, some of them are immaculate. I've seen some of them that are filthy and need the same kind of cleaning as some of these school libraries. However, when I go into a school library, I want to see cleanliness. That's where you're supposed to have been thinking, and your thoughts are supposed to actually, you're supposed to have an intelligence that begins to grow in regard, and you're supposed to increase your intelligence. You need a clean environment. Man, I went to this campus, the carpet on the stairway is filthy. And I'm thinking, where's the janitor that cleans the carpet in the library? I mean, school not really looking bad at all, but I'm like, this is a pretty good college, you know? I mean, like I said, I'm not saying your names. This part of the library has been neglected semester after semester. And I don't want to know why. It's not important. Some people want to know why. I want to know why. I want you to appoint someone to clean the carpet, at least in the stairway of the college. And the carpet's all red and stuff. And I'm thinking, did somebody die in here? Is that why somebody not up at time? Even if they did, even more of a reason, we need to clean the carpet in the libraries around the world. If y'all understand what I'm saying. Okay? Because that is filthy, and there's no reason. There should have been someone with a carpet cleaner once a week, once a month, when a spot gets on there. At the end of the day, if necessary, they act like there's not like a self-cleaner. You know, I mean, you can clean it professionally once a month, once every 3 or 4 months. Man, these spots been there 8 months. Then they're going to try to tell you, man, y'all know y'all ain't been cleaning the carpet, and it looks this extensively filthy in this particular area. People have to walk up these stairs. Get it together. We're not playing. This is why the student organizations and colleges must push for the administration to manage something as simple as cleanliness. Okay, now you're going to these four-year colleges. You know, you're going to community colleges. You're going to Ivy League schools. The idea is to have it immaculate, tenuously. And when you got a 30, 50 janitors, the school administration must, and you know what? Let's keep it straight in these college campuses, okay? I'm not talking about anybody. I love everybody. But we need some people who can think straight. who are overwhelmed by secondary thought process, by stuff that doesn't really matter. You know? Is there somebody covering something up at some of these college campuses? So anyway, I'm going to give you an update on the cleanliness at all the colleges. Submit your college and the campus beautification information to our website today at facebook.com/teenscenradio. And or if you need assistance fighting back with your school student organization, Teen Scene Radio will help at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Just email us with your challenges as we all work together to ensure that our education experience is optimal. So we got plenty of clubs. We got the housing club. What else do we have? Ooh. Well, we're gonna wait until next month to give you some information on some of the things we have accomplished doing before we start telling you all the things that we're doing. All across the country, from Los Angeles to New York, from Atlanta to Florida, we're going to enjoy ourselves and have fun. Educate ourselves. Who's going to Ivy League? Who's going to Harvard this year? Who's going to Pepperdine? Even though Pepperdine, California was one of the selections up the coast that people love the most. Now, UCLA! Who's going to UCLA? Who's going to, who's going to Morehouse? Huh? Who's going to Yale? Come on now. Huh? Who's going to community college until they get their scholarships together? Huh? Hmm? Come on, you guys. Who's going to business for themselves? You all have to really appreciate everything you have at your fingertips. If nobody made a way for you, how about some of us are sitting around saying, I really didn't have any college. Nobody ever talked to me about college. Those of us who barely made it through high school, I think I need a GED. Well, if you need a GED, it's a simple test that you can get done in a few minutes. And when you get that test done, you can continue pushing forward. I love you, family. I had some other things I wanted to talk about this evening. However, I'm going to keep it simple this evening. Normally, we get into deep conversation. I'm not going to really dig that conversation today. However, I love you. And we all have a common denominator. We all seek to live happy. We seek for someone to love us. And if anyone tells you they didn't seek love, they have yet to find the place in their hearts where love awaits someone with the ability in recognizing the greatness within you. I love you like no one else loves you. I need you like no one else needs you. There are many choices in this world when it comes to love. However, in billions of people whom we have the ability in connecting with and sharing our loving experience with, very, very many of us have very few people that we connect with. The people in number that most of us have the ability of connecting with generally range from hundreds to thousands in people's lives. Do you realize that most people from the day they're born until you're 50 have only met less than 50,000 people? And I think about this as a musician. Whenever my song's playing on the radio in a city that has a few million people, and I think about the fact that millions of people listen all at once. And, you know, some of us haven't been exposed to more than a few thousand people in our whole lives. The people in high school, the people in college, people in our immediate community, people where we work, and then there's no one else. Can you believe what I'm saying? I mean, if you've moved from one state to another, or if you've had affiliations with people from one city and people from another city, then you have to understand that the more people you are exposed to, the greater network you have available to you in your living experience, the greater possibilities you have in successfully accomplishing goals in every area. Does it make sense? The number of people you are exposed to will determine how great your success is in some degrees. Sorry. For example, if you are a salesperson, if you open up an office and you have a need for clientele, for example, in the future when we're doing seminars in cities, the difference between 300 people, 1,000 people showing up at a seminar, or an audience of 20,000. I think about Joel Osteen when I went to visit Joel Osteen's church in Lakewood Church, and I met Joel Osteen and. You know, I look forward to speaking at locations such as Lakewood Church and motivational speaking to really, really touch the people in a way. However, when I thought about this massive church, this massive environment for healing, for expression, and self-improvement with the assistance in a religion that is accepted by its audience, I was touched tremendously in the spirit. And the ability to reach nearly 20,000 people at once, and they have, what, two or three services on Sunday, 60,000 people. Is that right? Is that 16,000 people in Lakewood Church? Yeah. Okay. This forum holds nearly 17,000 people, standing room. Forum in Los Angeles. However, Joel Osteen's in Houston. Such an incredible man. Great smile and presence and penetrating eyes. I love a man who has dedicated his entire living experience to Christ, to something greater. And all around the world, I hear in different jurisdictions, different countries, obviously in the East, in Muslim nations, they are dedicating themselves to Allah. In Mexico, in Spanish communities around the world. They dedicate themselves to El Dios. However, these are different languages that basically are saying, look, we all are in one. Oneness with God, with the Creator, with the greater selves within creation. Our expression and experience in the physical manifested being here in the third dimension. So the experience associated with reaching many people at once improves the percentage rate associated with successfully accomplishing a goal and or reaching a greater number of people. You all remember Trinity Broadcast Network. It was a channel now. God bless the soul of Paul Crouch and Jan. God bless you all. And I'm not, you know, for some of you around the world, you know, I'm not leaning towards one religion or another. And for those of all screaming, Allahu Akbar, overseas in the East, and those who are saying, El Dios and Jesus Cristo and all these different languages around the world that express their love. As we begin the manifesting our visions and the vision manifest, the seminars spanning across the country, we're going to reach some of these incredible places and we're going to motivate with some of these incredible people, and I've been asked to touch some of these people and grace some of these churches, spiritually touch some of these people. And T.D. Jakes, the Potter's House, we're going to go by there and see T.D. Bishop Charles E. Blake in Los Angeles and across the world. Look, you're listening to Teen Scene Radio. Teen Scene Radio, facebook.com/Teen Scene Radio. You can email us online at teenscenedream@gmail.com. Join us, family, in growth. When school's beginning and as school progresses, embrace love as your number one friend. Love will get you to your destination. For those of us who are seeking more information on how to love, continue joining us with the Teen Scene Radio Show. And that's for teens and adults, for brothers and sisters, for moms and dads, aunties and uncles. Work with us. We Teen Scene Radio Publications and Teen Scene Dream Magazine. Make sure you get a copy and you join the Teen Scene Dream family and become certified. Our motivational speaking is tremendous. Look, I love you. You love you. When you look into the mirror, the first thing you see is the love you have for you. The fact that if I didn't have anything else, and this is what you think, I have me. I can love me if nobody loves me. And even if I have a house full of family and brothers, sisters, and kids, or a wife or a husband, you know what, before I go back into that room with the rest of the family, I love me. Some of us are out walking on the streets. You know, I've pounded the pavement, community, gone down into the streets with those who are homeless so that I can see what's going on in our communities, so that I can make a difference, so I can provide that number one solution to assist in finding a solution. I love you. Remember, join us as we headway with finding solutions and providing solutions for the community, for our schools. I love you. Like I said, we're going to keep it simple this evening. Have a good evening.